This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
The story of the prodigal son is intriguing because it mirrors God the Father's view of you. Like the father in the story, his eyes are always fixed on the crest of the hill, longing to see you coming over the horizon on your way home. God isn't the slightest bit preoccupied with whether or not you're worthy to return to him. He knows you're not. Personal worth isn't the issue at hand. The prodigal son worried about this too. He was certain that his sinful lifestyle had disqualified him, had made him unworthy of being considered his father's son. But the father quickly brushed all that aside. What's this talk about worthiness? You're back. That's what matters. Their relationship was restored instantly. No paybacks, no shame, no looking back. Why? What's Jesus' point in telling the story? On what basis can the son return? Well, be careful. Ripping this story from its biblical context distorts its meaning and diffuses its power. The point Jesus was making is that we're all prodigal sons. We've all taken from our Heavenly Father's generosity, snubbed our nose at him, and went off to abuse his gifts, using them to cover ourselves in the pig muck of sin. We can return to him because we've been sought and found by Jesus Christ. His cross has removed everything that separated us from God the Father. So if you're in the far country, don't be foolish. Return to the Father through Jesus Christ today.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.